You're listening to the Honestly Unfiltered Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Honestly Unfiltered Podcast. Today, I have a special treat. My first and favorite co-host, Carrie Routh, is here with us. She has finally agreed to join me back on the podcast. Maybe temporarily. We'll see if it's permanent. I'll try to twist her arm. Carrie, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to be back. I do hope it's on a permanent. Jen's got me on a probationary period right now. She's like, we'll see how you do. And so everyone knows I have not been on the mic since my last recording. Don't even remember when that was at this point.
Well, neither here let me tell you. It was actually, I believe, 2 years ago this month. No. Really? Yeah, it was. And it was right before.
I wish everyone could see my face of shock.
It was right after your granddaughter was born, because the story I gave everybody, which was true, was that you left to spend time with your family.
That is true. It has literally consumed my life. But I really, I need a piece of me back that's just for me. And the podcast really does that for me. I enjoy it. So it's, I'm looking forward to this. We'll see where it goes. We're kind of up in the air, everybody, on how and what we're going to do. But we're going to do things that bring us joy. Hopefully they bring other people joy. If they don't listen. That's all I got. We're trying here. We're trying our very best. Some days it's better than others. Now, I do want to ask Jenny this because,
yeah, that's true.
One, Grammy here needs a little vacay. At the end of the month, she will be watching her little bugaboo for a week while her daughter and her husband go to Barcelona, Spain. So, yeah, Mama needs a Grammy, Mama, whoever the hell I am, I need a weekend away. But with that being said, you recently went on a cruise line that I haven't been on it, but the way you describe, like, it's 2 days. So it's kind of like short and sweet, like enough to get away, but not to where you're gone so long. You don't need a vacation from the weekend you just had.
Right. I went. Dr. Quinn, for my 50th birthday in December, bought us a weekend on the Margaritaville at Sea cruise line out of Palm Beach. And we initially were going to go in February. Actually, it was going to be the weekend before her birthday that we were going to go. But with my tax season and her real estate, it just got like so busy. And I was like, you know what, let's just move it. And let's move it to the spring because the weather will be better anyway. So we moved it. And honestly, I was nervous because, you know, there are people on YouTube like, this is the cruise from hell and all that stuff. And don't waste your money. And because, you know, it's only $99 to get on.
Fucking win for days.
And, you know, it was buy one, get one that weekend. Sometimes you get it on, so it's $150 for two people. I mean, you can't go away on a hotel for that with your meals included. Okay, so now they do make you pay. You have to pay a gas surcharge when you get there, like when you check in, and like your gratuity. So it's like another $200. So it ends up being the right. Food was edible. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was there. I mean, I wasn't starving. There was always something, and even for Dr. Quinn with her allergies, it was challenged. I mean, they had gluten-free bread for her and all that stuff.
So it seems like pretty accommodating. Yeah. Like how it would be on another cruise ship, just on the price point for what it costs.
Yes. A lot of people put it this way, because I got on the Facebook boards like months in advance to see. If you go in expecting it to be Royal Caribbean and they're going to kiss your ass and your food's going to come on a silver platter and they're going to wipe the crumbs from you when you get done eating, you're going to be severely disappointed. But if you go into it and thinking and knowing it was $200 to get on, it's 2 days, you know, you're going to have a good time. I was drunk the entire time. From like the minute I got on the ship till the minute I got off the ship, because you buy the drink band, it's $100.
That's what I wanted to know.
$100. Actually, yeah, it was $100 and it comes with 10 drinks. I will tell you that I was drunk the entire time and still had one left when I got off the ship. We both did.
Oh, dang.
But I did read where you could smuggle some liquor in. Mm-hmm. And I bought these shampoo bottles off of Amazon. They're called Smuggle Mugs.
Yeah, they totally worked.
They totally worked. I was a little nervous. And from what I understand, Carnival is cracking down on it. I just saw a video of a lady on TikTok screaming and bitching at everybody who has told others on social media about it. Because anything that looks like a shampoo bottle that could be misconstrued, they're seizing your luggage. And you have to go retrieve it and like prove that you don't have liquor in your bag.
Well, I don't mean to sound crazy, but maybe don't use the shampoo bottle.
Exactly. Buy the suntan screen one. And don't put it in the checked bag. Put it in your carry-on.
Thank you.
I mean, there's a little finesse here. Exactly.
Well, and sometimes I think, which I don't know, I'm speculating off no facts whatsoever or statistics, that people probably try to just smuggle too much in.
Yes.
Where it's like, you got to have a reasonable balance. And that's why I think people screw the pooch.
Yeah. I mean, we brought tequila. We still brought a ton of it back. We didn't really drink in the room because we had the bands. But, you know, I'm a lightweight also. Yeah. I mean, the drinks were a heavy pour. And let me tell you, the minute you step on that ship, they're shoving liquor down your throat. I mean, it is a booze cruise.
That is funny. Mm-hmm. Now, they have a casino or no?
Yes. Yes, I played blackjack. I played blackjack.
Did you win?
First night, I lost $70, but the next night, I won it back. So, and then I was out.
Break even is a win to me.
Exactly, and I had a good time.
I mean, honestly, with that stuff, if you have a good time and break even, power to the people. Well, I mean, it sounds like a cool cruise. I'd love to try it.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like it'd be like an old, remember?
Yes.
Those old school gambling cruises.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, this is originally the Paradise boat that used to go to the Bahamas for the day.
So that's what I think of. Just basic, you know, but you can have fun.
And here's the best part. At the end of the cruise, the night before, we came back, there was an envelope, and they left a voucher for a free cruise for another time. They do that a lot. They give you a free, because you pay the gas and surcharges then, but you, and the taxes, right. But the room was free, basically, if you want to go again.
I think it's cool because, honestly, not that I want to become, you know, that every couple months I wouldn't mind hopping on one of those things. Because it's Saturday, Sunday, and then home Monday, mm-hmm. Right?
I felt like it was a little too short. It needed one more day because if you think about it, you're not getting on till 1-2 o'clock Saturday by the time you get through customs. You leave at 5 o'clock, the ship takes off, and then you really only have one full day at sea, and then you're back Monday morning. And they are now starting to do 3 days, and they're actually in June, they're coming out of Tampa to go to Key West in Mexico.
That's perfect.
Yes, because it's right there. It's an hour. Like when we booked that Carnival one for June, it's in Tampa. Something to be said about only having to drive an hour to get on the boat.
Huge. Because it's not so far away that then by the time either you're getting, depending on when the cruise board, you be up at the butt-ass crack of dawn.
Or go the next day.
For 4 hours.
Yes.
Or going the night before and paying for a hotel because you don't want to drive the day of the cruise because you don't want to ruin the first.
You don't want to be late.
But yeah, and especially like, what is it? Key West and then Mexico or what?
Key West, they're doing like three different itineraries. They're doing Key West and Cozumel, but they're also doing Key West and Yucatan, or they're doing Yucatan and Cozumel. I've never been to Yucatan, so I've never been to Key West either.
I haven't either. I can't believe you haven't been to Key West because even I've been a couple times.
I know. I really so want to do.
But then again, you've been everywhere else. I've been nowhere. I like Key West because there's some cool, and it's funny now since I don't really drink, but there's some cool like staple bars that have been there since the beginning of time. Those are cool shops and good, just great seafood if you love it. Are you a big seafood person?
No, and now I'm allergic to shrimp, so that kills that. Oh. But I can eat lobster.
They have other options, though.
Yes, they do. I can eat lobster. I'll eat salmon if I have to.
Yeah, but
I'll suffer through it.
They even have like a good burger,
steak.
You know, there really is something for everybody. I'm just a seafood hoe. I see the food and I'll hoe it all. No.
I like the historic things. So I would like to go to Hemingway's house and all of that. See that kind of
stuff. Well, it's interesting because one time when I went, and this was so long ago, it would have been like 17 years ago, but we like rented electric cars and took them around and it was so fun. Because you just got to go explore and see everything.
Or get scooters.
Yeah, the electric cars felt safer.
I bet, yeah.
Well, because you got to think, you're Key West. People are...
Oh, yeah, true.
Gurgle, gurgle. Yeah. So...
But yeah, no, I'd be willing to go. Because we were going to go on that boat with Ashton. And I looked at it. We could have gotten a great room for a great price. But there wasn't a,
you would have been born in Baltimore wheels, I think.
I think that it was only the second run, going to be the second run of that ship. It's going to be a new ship. And I didn't want to be the test pilot.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
It was the celebrity ship that we looked at. And for just two adults, for me, Wyatt, or us even, the girls' trip, that would be perfect because it would have been, like, relaxing. That one went to Key West and Cozumel, which I liked. But Ashton would have been completely fucking bored.
Yeah.
So, you know, exactly. Although he's looking forward to being able to drink and gamble on the boat. Because he's 19.
I know. And Marissa told me about that horrible story where recently a kid got really drunk. He was under 21, but you know, but of course you're allowed to drink. And his dad found him and said, "What are you doing? Like, you've had way too much to drink." He said, "Well, I can solve that," and jumped off the damn ship.
I heard about that. And they're cracking down on the underage drinking. A travel agent told me, he's like, because of that, they're cracking down on it. And so he's expecting not to drink. Now, if he has one or two, they're not going to crack. In Mexico, at the resort we're going to be in, they're doing tequila tastings.
Think he would ever do that?
No. But... Yeah, no. And... No, earlier in the month, a girl died of a cocaine overdose on the Margaritaville boat. And because of that, they have the drug sniffing dogs out now. They're really cracking down on that.
I think a lot of places are, honestly. I think
Carnival is. They say the basically the fun ship's getting to be too much fun and out of hand.
Yeah. People just taking it too far. Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah. Wonder about your weed vapes, though.
You're not allowed to bring them. A girl got banned on...
What?
Yes, a girl got banned.
Even if you have a prescription?
Even if you have a prescription, because I'll have to send you this girl's TikTok. And because she has a TikTok, she thinks she was targeted. They searched her room in the middle of the day. They came in and raided her room, and she didn't bring it. Oh. She knew better, but she said she was going to, but then she didn't, and they searched her room high and low. Even if it's CBD, they will kick you off.
That's it. That's, see, I'm sorry.
That's, if you have a prescription, it's one thing. I think, like, it's, yeah.
Right. Like me, I have my card.
Yeah.
It's, I'm, it, anytime I'm dispensed anything, it's in the registry.
Right.
That should be allowed.
I agree.
Now, could they say you can only bring one vape cartridge?
Yes.
Because they don't want you to sell them or whatever. Absolutely. I got you. I get it. But to act like she's smuggling heroin in her literal asshole for a marijuana vape. What? Make it make sense.
Let's say you're in the Bahamas when that happens, or you're just leaving the Bahamas, or you're near, they will throw you off the ship in the Bahamas, and it's up to you to figure out how to get home.
And look, yes, somebody may have money to get home. That's not always. Listen, there's been plenty of times in my life. Hey. I don't even know. I would have to fucking start a GoFundMe to get from the Bahamas back in the day. So I feel for people. Because if it's not, to me, marijuana's CBD oil is a non-issue.
Right.
Like anything else, I totally get it. But
listen, if you're getting your contraband on the island and bringing it on the ship, that I get. You know,
absolutely. You do it before you get on this ship.
Right.
You smoke it, snort it, whatever the hell you're doing. And don't bring anything back with you.
Exactly.
I feel like it's common sense.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just seems like everyone's getting just too, well, I'll do what
comfortable.
I want.
Too comfortable.
It's freedom. It's America. America. Unless you're a woman, where you're going to need a husband to have a goddamn checking account. Make it make fucking sense. Damn, Handmaid's Tale.
Don't even get me started. I couldn't watch it.
Please, and I'm going to be 50. I'm not getting banged by one of those captain dudes. I'm a Martha, and I suck at that. I can't, you know, yeah, I could go to the market with my head down and my cloak, but I can't be making fresh bread.
No.
I'll be like, I'm a coordinator. Any other topics?
So what's going on with you?
Not much. I mean, oh, I did do that Mounjaro Ozempic shot.
Yeah, how was it?
For 3 months. Good. I did great on Mounjaro. I did 1 month on the semaglutide Ozempic generic one. No. If that would have been my first shot, I would have said, fatty for life, fatty for life. No. So I only got the maintenance because when it was maintenance, I did lower doses. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't one of those people that like every week I went in where I was like, give me more. If I was losing like 2 pounds like you're supposed to.
Right.
I just left it like that. But so the first maintenance shot, she's like, yeah, I'm going to keep this lower. People tend to not like it as much. I was like, I felt awful. So I thought, and then maintenance, you go every 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I went 2 weeks later. I said, that was hell. Please lower it. Because, mm-hmm. and she's like, okay. And then.
No, what does it exactly do? I mean, do you, how do you feel? How do you feel when you take it?
I think it's different for everyone. On the Mounjaro, it's basically you don't have an appetite.
Okay.
And it like blocks your cravings for sugar and carbs. I definitely reduced my carb intake, but I cannot ever eliminate all of those things together. I will fuck a bitch up for days. If I have not, I mean, you need carbs for your brain to work.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are like, oh, no, no carbs, no sugar.
No.
One, no life and your brain cells die.
Right.
Die.
Now, I will notice that when I eliminate my sugar, I do lose weight quickly, but that's anybody, I think. The combination of drugs that my doctor has me on does what that does without...
Yeah.
I hear that going off of it is bad. Like, you didn't want to binge eat. Now, going off of it, were you extra hungry or anything?
No.
So maybe because you were on such a low dose.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, because I have heard that too, where an acquaintance, is that
acquaintance,
that?
Yes.
Yeah, that. This person had been on it for an extremely long time and got so thin, but also it had a lap band and a crazy. I couldn't even believe her doctor had still been giving it to her. Well, she was, I don't know, because here's the thing. You got to deal with your shit about food.
Mm-hmm. You do, me.
I've still been going to therapy and stuff, and I do think that has helped. But now she's gained weight. She looks human, from what I understand, instead of Skeletor.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's freaking out and wants to go back on the shot. And I don't know. I really used it as a reset for making better choices.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, it really was, because it was like I needed that reset when I did Fatty Craig.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I actually lost a couple more pounds even after I never went back.
Right.
I've been hungrier lately, but everyone I've been talking to has been super hungry.
Me too, this week.
I don't know if, dude, me, you, whatever my fake kid's name was, because I don't remember. Because I haven't been here for 2 years.
Kate. Princess Kate.
Kate. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me write that down.
Kate and William.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and then my little nug could be Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, I'm talking. I have woken up in the middle of the night and had to go eat a snack.
I have done that too, and I went and grabbed a protein shake.
It's been more this week.
Yeah, this week I've been great. I've lost 20 pounds since the beginning of the new year,
and that's a lot.
That's a lot. To the point where I don't feel like I look that much different. But somebody asked somebody if I was sick and if I was okay because of my weight loss, which I was like, and then when they thought I'd be upset about it, and I was like, oh no, why would I be upset? I'm like, first of all, it shows they care, and secondly, if I look like I'm getting sick, hey, more power to me.
Well, and what the hell was I saying? Oh yeah. So Kate, same thing, ravenous, and then someone at work. Well, it was actually my boss. So she goes, God, I'm already hungry. Because usually she gets hungrier later in the morning. I said, girl, I have been waking up trying to eat my face I have woken up in the middle of the night for a snack. She goes, oh my God, it's not just me.
And seriously.
I said, no. I said, same with Kate. And she goes, well, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, no.
Seriously. And now you, I'm like, okay, I'm validating.
It's got to be the whole Mercury and retrograde thing and the eclipse. And it has to have something to do with it.
It has to. For all of us that, you know, you don't know one of the people, but for us to all feel like
I know someone that was doing that too. Yeah. I know someone else that was doing it too.
Bottomless pit.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
No.
Yeah. Now, what has been going on with you?
With me?
If not, I wrote some topics down for us to.
I've been doing nothing but working in the last month, I think, between my real job and my business. And it's, I mean, I literally come in my office here at like 8 o'clock in the morning and I go to bed at like midnight and I'm just working the entire time.
Well, and that's just not a good.
But it's only a few months of the year. You got to remember that. It's my money making year. It's my money making time of year.
It's your OnlyFans. Be a tax file.
Hey, I'm getting used to this money. I might need to switch to OnlyFans after the 15th comes along. Sell pictures of my feet.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, Jesus, let's just sell a picture of anything at this point.
I've been very lucky that I've traveled a lot in the last few months. I went to New York City in October. I went and I was there in January to see my brother because now that my one brother lives there, I can go up quite a bit. And, you know, let's just say it, now that Harry's getting divorced, I have him back and I can go visit.
Wow.
Flew up first class at that.
What?
I got upgraded. I got upgraded. No,
free upgrade? What?
I paid $100 to upgrade to first class each, you know.
Oh, I have never flown.
It was well worth it. It was worth it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I would do it again in a heartbeat, especially since the couple days prior to that was when the door blew off the Alaska Airlines. So, of course, you know, I'm panicked the entire time, but I'm like, oh, I'll sit in first class. You know, those bolts are on. Those are on tight.
That's true, too.
Oh, no, they come by. If you get wine, they're constantly filling it up. You can totally get sloshed. I didn't drink on the plane. I should have. But, no, I mean, whatever you want, they'll get for you. You have more room to stretch and not be on top of someone. Oh, it's totally different lifestyle. It's not an experience. It's not an upgrade. It's a freaking lifestyle.
I am, one thing I wanted to ask you, and we knew this recording, you'll probably be splitting into three episodes, I don't know. Okay, do you watch the show 911?
The cruise ship one I was watching.
Well, are you caught up on the season?
No.
Did you watch the one with Joey and Jesse Palmer from The Bachelor?
No.
What
911 or The Bachelor?
No, 911. The Bachelor peeps are on the 911 episode.
Was that last week?
Yes.
Because I the last episode I watched was the night of The Bachelor finale.
No, I'm talking about the show 911.
I know.
They got three cruise ship episodes. Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one?
Yes. And that has Joey and Jesse Palmer.
No shit.
Yes. I was dying to ask you.
I'll have to watch it on Hulu. I'll have to watch it.
Yes, it's good. Joey, Jesse, the fake ladies that are there.
Oh my God.
All of it. So on point. And the way they have other people that like are part of Firehouse, Medic, 911. Like, it is so funny to watch because it would be a total reaction from somebody.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
So, definitely a need to watch.
Now, speaking of that, I absolutely love Joey. And this was my, this was the best Bachelor season that they've had in a really long time. And I know you watched it, and I'm glad you did, because it made up for that Clayton shit show that I made you watch.
Oh, Clayton. But I love you more, or the most, or whatever. It's like, dude.
You're never going to forget that.
Is he still with Susie?
No, they broke up long ago.
Ugh. Train wreck.
But no, I thought it was really good. And what else have I been watching? No, not a lot because of the whole working thing. But let's talk about this freaking royal mess.
Well, it's interesting because I had wanted to finish catching up. You know, I love Molly McPherson, that PR lady on TikTok.
Yeah.
And because I knew she would, but I unfortunately did not have time. But she was giving explanation, like a breakdown of the videos and stuff. I feel like everything got shut down with the video very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But something feels off.
I mean, too.
I know I'm not British or whatever the fuck, but something just... And then all of a sudden... It just went hush.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, yeah. It has been erased from the universe.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's one of those shiny ball things. Look over here.
Uh-huh.
So weird. Well, I still trust none of it. And I, of course, I have zero contacts. I don't know anyone in the palace. Okay, I don't even know my fucking neighbor, but it just feels. And here's what I find too. People that are around our age are older that really experience
Princess Diana.
Yes.
Yes.
We are the ones who are skeptical.
Yes.
Anybody that's younger mm-hmm. and we're not adults when that happened.
Right.
They believe it all. Yes. They're like, no, everybody needs to calm their tits, man. She needs privacy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but when you're a royal family, you don't get that. The Commonwealth is providing this
14-karat gold toilet that you're sitting on.
Thank you. A literal throne. So, like, you lose that.
Yes.
You lose that. Privacy. And look, I'm saying that I can't imagine what that's like, but I will tell you this, if I was up in that motherfucking castle doing my thing, having my staff, I think I'd be okay with it.
I would too.
But you always look good.
Yeah.
You got a full face. People are
glam squad. Never wear the same thing twice.
Yep. Yep. Things are tailored to fit you perfectly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what if after I popped out a kid, I had to be in 4-inch heels looking happy? That might have been a problem.
5 minutes, though.
Ooh.
Until you get in the car, you know?
Ugh. Yeah, I'd be like, what's my push present, bitch?
But here, this is where the royal family, this is where Kensington Palace fucked up. They fucked up by releasing the fake photos, and then the cherry on top was the video that was clearly not her. And
I know, but I feel like news outlets and everybody, I mean, we've seen some people break it down on TikTok, right? But it feels like everybody else took it for... Yep.
The Royal Rota. They pay those people to say that, you know, because they won't get any stories otherwise. Yeah. So they're paid to, they're on the, basically, like, if they want to be, like, Obed Scobie, the guy that he just wrote a book, he used to be part of the Royal Rota. He got kicked out because he sided with Meghan when he did that interview with her, when he asked her if she was okay. And she said, you know, thank you, because no one asks if I'm okay. They threw him out basically for like promoting, going against the family, we'll just say. So, of course, the son, they're going to do they're going to plant the fake stories and do what they ask because they want the scoop later on.
Yeah. But I just feel like there is definitely something else happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is. But again, I can tell between the generations, like even someone I work with, she's only a couple years older than us.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing. We're like, no, sketch. History repeating itself. Mm-hmm. Something is wrong. Especially with her and Charles having a cancer at the same time.
Uh-huh.
It's very bizarre.
Well, and the story doesn't match up. Like several doctors, even Sanjay Gupta has said, you don't get preventative chemotherapy treatment. You don't find out that you had cancer in blood tests after you have the surgery. That would have been something that you found out before the surgery. So there are things that don't add up. And, you know, this has bothered me, and I know I've talked to you about it, but like all after she came out with the, I'm not convinced that video is real if it's not AI, but after that was released, people were like, oh, you should be ashamed of yourself. All you people that were skeptical, leave the poor woman, let her have cancer in peace. Listen, we were concerned. There's a difference. We know how sinister the palace can be, the institution. So it is not unheard of or what the fuck were those balloons?
I don't.
My eye.
I saw them, but I literally do not know.
I don't know.
So I don't know how they happen, but God, I want to make it happen again.
No shit. For anyone that's listening, balloons just came through on our video and I'm on my head and I don't know how, why or how. But anyway, I digress. But no, we know how sinister the institution is. And it is not on her. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that she could be dead or in a coma in some basement in a palace somewhere. I'm not convinced she's not dead.
Well, let's say she's not. Can you edit that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got tools. I got filters. We're good.
Okay. Thanks. I mean, here's the thing, too. We haven't seen her parents.
No.
Any of this other stuff. There's so much more to it.
Yes.
And which, of course, it makes me think of Katie Holmes hauling ass from Tom Cruise with Suri. And my thing is, you know, look, you're a future queen, you have got to have a shit ton of people in your pocket built from of all of the years in that palace.
Yes.
Has to. Do I know if that's true? No, because we can't even figure out if the videos.
You know, I just see you think she hauled ass with the kids and the parents and are hiding out. I think that's plausible. I think I can't help but think it's not connected to the, you know, Pippa's ex-boyfriend there that killed himself, that offed himself.
Supposedly.
That unalived himself.
Unalived himself. But did he unalive himself?
Or did William kill him?
Many, many large agencies are known for making things look like a suicide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, look at that whistleblower. That whistleblower wasn't going to kill himself. He was already, no.
He already gave the information. He said if something happened to him, he was never going to take his own life. It's, yep. And he, I don't, you know, it's. Yeah, unfortunately, I think that something bad happened to him, and that's really sad that they can make it look like a suicide.
But sorry, I digress.
Yes,
that.
But no, it's true.
But I don't know. I just really feel like there is a lot more going on, only because, like you said, Pippa's boyfriend, did he really unalive himself? And the whole Rosemary's Baby thing.
Yes. Is she pregnant?
Supposedly.
And then it was a story. There was a story out that said, you know, that Catherine was having an affair with him and she was pregnant and William lost his shit and put her in a coma and unalived him. And that's what's really happening. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe
that for a second.
Not either. Me either.
I feel like Catherine values herself.
Yes.
And her children.
And the institution.
And the institution and the reputation.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
She wouldn't do it.
No, she wouldn't. I don't believe and she would.
I haven't met her, but I think she puts those children before anything.
I agree. She wouldn't want the embarrassment.
No, she would not want to humiliate her children.
No. Mm-mm.
Especially when she has given birth to a future king.
Right. And let's talk about last Easter when everybody said that they saw her and the family getting on a helicopter for Adelaide Cottage, but there are no pictures of it anywhere.
That's it. You know, give me a break. Drones have to be flying over the damn palace.
Yes.
24/7.
Right.
Don't believe it.
I don't either. Something's going on, and we'll probably never find out. I mean, I hate to say it, if she is unalived, now they've got a lead into it, the cancer, and they could say she didn't survive it. I hope that's not the case because I really do like her. I love her. I love Meghan. I don't believe that you have to hate one to love the other.
No.
But, you know, they're all both beautiful in their own right. But, yeah, no, I think there's a reason that Harry left, and I think he really, I think he really truly fears for his life and that of his family, and that's why he got them the fuck out of Dodge.
I agree. But I definitely agree. What else? Are we going to wrap this up?
You ready to wrap it up?
I don't know.
What else you got on the list?
How long have we been on?
We have been on for 45 minutes.
What do you think about P. Damn Diddy, girl?
Oh, my God.
He's Jeffrey Epstein.
Do you really believe it's true, or do you think he was set up?
I believe a lot of it's true.
Yeah.
The reason is that did I send you that Almost Famous thing?
Mm-mm.
Oh, girl, you got to listen to this podcast episode. Yes. And they kind of go into it and they have somebody that worked with Kim that he was married to and the love of his life. Yeah. This chick has no skin in the game, right? Like Kim's gone.
Right.
But she does talk about the control that he had over Kim. And financially, and parties, drugs. And the big thing for me is the one chick, and I don't know her name, but that he had been with for the last several years, filing that lawsuit against him and listing very specific things and knowing it would be in the public record. And the next day, it was settled. Diddy paid her off.
Right.
Then, some other long-term dude that worked with him also filed a suit and listed very specific things. Like he was groomed for Cuba Gooding.
Mm.
And he actually, like, came to, and he was kind of, brown chicken, brown, get a rub. So I think there's a lot of truth to this.
Right.
I think this is truthfully one of those things where I feel like it's probably a little different than Jeffrey Epstein because Jeffrey Epstein was so underage.
Uh-huh.
I think this has always been going on in the rap industry, mm-hmm. But I think people, you know, there's been so many changes over the last few years. Me too. People are looking back and going, you know what? Fuck you. And then also the way they fit things into sex trafficking charges.
Right.
Or human trafficking. So it becomes very different.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, according to him, was being shit up.
He had underground tunnels in his home.
And I look at it this way. They don't raid both of the homes you own at the exact same time if they think there's no truth to what's going on. Or I should say, don't already have enough evidence. They're just there for more.
Right.
You don't get warrants like that because, you know, Shanae Boo Boo Kitty said, hey, P. Diddy in 1991 made me let him lick my nipple. Like, it just doesn't work that way.
No. And I'm sorry, but you have underground tunnels in your home?
Like, he fled the country. AFK?
Right, and he fled the country, but then only came back because he knew he couldn't probably stay in the Bahamas. They would have extradited him back. He ran because he knew.
I mean, and the fact that you do have tunnels like that. What? Who else? Who and what else are you smuggling out of that?
Seriously.
So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, it kind of puts a whole spin on that whole, you know, Puff Daddy and him were so close, and then the rival with Tupac, and yeah.
Listen, Kim, I want to say I got, and I don't listen to every episode. I do like them. I just found it super interesting, and it also comes up about P. Diddy being involved in Tupac's death.
I believe that.
When you hear all the facts and stuff, it does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
And then you just think, you know, people fall out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Who'd he screw over? Or who did he, you know?
Well, and very quick to temper, you know, just real controlling.
Well, you know, he was with J-Lo for some time. I don't know if it was years, but I wonder what she saw.
Yeah. Oh, God, right?
Plus, I think she was on the list. I think she's been to Epstein Island. But a lot of people were that didn't have involvement because they didn't know.
Well, and that is true. And I do think, though, there were times sporadically in his life where he was like a dad. He was focused on his whatever, being a normie. But that's all I got.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Well, I think we covered the high points. All right. Well, that covers that. Couple weeks we have Taylor Swift's album coming out where she's gonna probably.
It's okay. Side note. Okay, because I ordered Marissa the album with the whole book, blah, blah. I ordered it with my first email from Swift. I said, hey, girl, my baby's going to love it. Well, because I'm going to be buying Marissa albums, Taylor Swift albums, because then she can give them to Charlotte.
Right.
Charlotte sings Taylor Swift.
Smart girl.
It's crazy. Crazy. Oh, show her the ears to her. She loses it. But where Taylor released all of these playlists and then her introduction to what was going on in her life that related to those songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool where she was like, I was in this phase or that phase. So
yeah, no, I think it's gonna. I think I did hear. I did someone, the girl on TikTok. I think her name's Kyle Marissa. That does the blind items. You know, you want more? Tell me more. I'll tell you more or whatever she says. She did. I saw a video she did this morning that someone from the record company, someone that was part of the listening party, said that there's only really two songs that she that are really rough as far as Joe's concerned. But it's a phenomenal album. She'll win Album of the Year. It's probably her best work. It's if Evermore and Folklore had a child with Midnights is the type of album it is.
Listen, we are all.
Oh, I'm and all about I, it.
Oh, please. And I know on like iTunes or whatever, they she's already got all the names listed, which I'm sure they've been a million places.
Oh, yeah.
They could have been on when I ordered the fucking album. I don't know. But when you look at them, you're like, girl, I want the tea.
Seriously.
Give me the tea, Taylor. That little Peasley shit.
No, seriously. And, you know, Sirius XM, they have the now channel 13 is Taylor Swift for the next.
Oh, man.
Yes, for the next couple of weeks until the album drops. And yeah, it's.
I love that.
Yeah, it's. And
Taylor Nation.
Seriously. I mean, I listen to her music a lot because it doesn't. All right. I decided a few weeks ago that, okay, I was obsessed and needed to stop. I had to stop listening to something other than Taylor Swift. So I went back to listening to country music for a while. Well, all I did was freaking cry. So yeah. I got in my feelings. I was like, you know what? At least I've listened to Taylor Swift songs a million times. They don't make me cry anymore unless I'm having a really bad day.
Right. More to come.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll definitely have to cover that album blow by blow.
Yes. Because that'll be a really good recap.
I do. I am curious. I would like to know more tea as far as whether Joe did have an affair with his co-star of that show. And because, you know, that album she released, okay, the interview was released on April 19th, 2 years ago. And when Allison Oliver posted it on her Instagram, she posted it with a white heart. And when Taylor posted April 19th with the album, she posted it with a white heart also. And it leads it back. And you know, Taylor doesn't do anything not on purpose.
Right.
And there's a video out there. I can't find it. I don't know if it was pulled, but it was. I saw the show. I don't believe it. I think it was like a outtake or whatever. Like they had to redo it. But when they were having a sex scene, him and Joe and Allison, he moaned her real name, Allison, instead of her character's name. And that's floating around the internet. I couldn't find it, though. Yeah. Like, why would you do that unless you're having an affair with that person?
For real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Joe was more sinister than people let on. And who the fuck cheats on Taylor Swift?
Oh, serious.
I know we don't know the backstory, but who the fuck? If you can't be faithful to Taylor Swift, Taylor Allison Swift, who can you be faithful to?
I think I'll be interested to hear these songs mm-hmm. because I told Kate that I feel like he like probably emotionally abused her.
Mm-hmm.
Like to break her down because he's so pathetic.
So, yeah, because he didn't want her. He was threatened by her success. That guy, let me tell you, that guy doesn't have to work again a day in his life because of the songs he co-wrote with her or quote-unquote co-wrote with her.
Oh, yeah, and that's right.
Those royalties, he'll live on forever. He's a millionaire, multimillionaire because of that.
All right, Jenny.
All right.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Jenny.
Until next time.
Until next time. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.